kind of shift gears now. Again, we're going to be changing the format today, and I'll have a number of conversations throughout the program. My first one, though, is with Ted Harrison, who is the president and founder of Commonweal Conservancy. Commonweal Conservancy is the nonprofit developer of a very ambitious 13,000-acre stewardship community, which many of you probably know as the Galisteo Basin Preserve. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, you know, Ted, we had a conversation before today, the show, about all the good works that you're doing with the Galisteo Basin Preserve. So maybe just to help our listeners get their geographic bearings, where is this preserve in case folks are not aware of it?
Thank you, Ray. The Galisteo Basin Preserve is located along the northern rim of the Galisteo Basin, which is about 4 miles south of El Dorado and 3 miles west of Lamy.
And the preserve itself has as a sort of a goal, is an attempt to integrate the values of landscape-scale conservation with large-scale community development. But how is this project, because a number of people who listen to the show are familiar with communities like Aldea and Rancho Viejo, how is it different from those kinds of communities?
Well, we've been trying to draw from best practices out there in the world, and in some ways we describe our work as sort of a complex stew of planning principles and design strategies. On the one hand, we draw very powerful inspiration from conservation development projects around the country, but rather than view the open space protection work that many of those projects advance as a private amenity, the Galisteo Basin Preserve is designed to ensure that 96% of the land area will be permanently protected with conservation easements and accessible to the general public for hiking and bicycling and equestrian uses. And the village plan is, you know, deeply informed by some mixed-use, pedestrian-oriented values and principles of traditional neighborhood design and new urbanism, probably similar to Aldea and the Community College District. The streets and the residential and commercial civic land uses are intended to be tightly configured, but they're not slavishly organized in a grid pattern that is the advocacy of a lot of new urbanist projects.
Uh-huh.
I think the project stands very importantly on the shoulders of Aldea and the Community College District, because those projects that were brought forward 10 years ago had to win some very difficult battles from the county land use division and from the fire department to help them understand how you could move cars and sheriff equipment and fire vehicles through narrower roads and through tighter neighborhoods than is the usual pattern in Santa Fe County, which tends to be focused more on seeing applications for suburban and rural development approval projects.
Mm-hmm. And Aldea, since you brought it up, actually is an interesting community. There are aspects of it that the Galisteo Basin Preserve will expand upon and perhaps improve upon. I actually just had a client who bought a property in Aldea, and she's quite happy with that community feel. But tell us a little bit more about your own project, the Galisteo Basin Preserve. What kind of timeline are you on for the construction of the village? What can people be looking for as far as an opportunity to buy something out there?
Well, let's see. Let me first give you just a sense of scale and the land use program that we're pursuing. It's a big project. In Santa Fe County, we don't see many new master plan developments that are proposing, like this one, to include 965 homes.
Wow.
And then the educational, commercial, civic program is proposed to include 150,000 square feet of primarily school uses, although there is a broad mix of commercial and civic land uses. The commercial would be such things as a small market, a cafe, a pub, civic uses, including a post office,
And when you talk, if I interrupt you for just a second, Ted, if you, when you talk about school use, are you talking about elementary schools? What kind of a school situation are you planning?
Well, actually, early on in the planning work, we saw education as being a very critical element or organizing principle of the project. We call the Gauss Air Basin Preserve a stewardship community, and by that we mean that we see the community as integral to the larger land protection and land restoration ambition that we're carrying forward in this work. As you know, my background is with the Trust for Public Land.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got involved in this crazy venture,
right,
probably 9 years ago. And when Trust for Public Land was helping the county to acquire a small piece of this 13,000-acre property for the open space program, we were challenged by the county to see if we couldn't build on that 1,500-acre protection effort with a much larger conservation outcome that would also include a new community to help absorb some of the growth pressures that were inevitably coming to Santa Fe.
And, Ted, hold your thought for a second because I need to take a quick break here, but there's so much more that we want to talk about, and we're going to keep Ted on the line, take a break here, Gino Thompson, my producer, and then when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Ted Harrison, president and founder of Commonweal Conservancy, about all the great virtues of Galisdale Basin Preserve. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and we're delighted you're with us today. Before we go back to my conversation with my special guest, Ted Harrison, I want to ask you, are you thinking about building a new home, updating the one that you're in, or converting your garage into a living space or building a guest house? You know, choosing a contractor is an important decision. That's why I recommend Major Development Incorporated, a premier developer and builder in Santa Fe with over 15 years of experience. Jeff and Dina Major work with you to ensure a quality and efficient building process that will enhance your home and reflect your style. Now is an excellent time to start your project with Major Development and enjoy 15% off their standard rates. Please call Major Development today at 505-470-0019 for your free consultation or visit them online at www.majordevelopment.net to learn all about their custom home building services. Back to Ted Harrison, who is the president of the Commonweal Conservancy. We're talking about the Galisdale Basin Preserve. Ted, I'm sorry I interrupted you in the last segment. You were starting to get into a little bit more about describing the project itself. Please continue.
Thanks, Ray. Well, we were talking about the education piece, and in fact, just to go back to that, we've been working with a group that was originally called Charter School 37. They now have a new name called Tierra Encantada that is proposed for being located. They have a rental site over at the Indian School right now, but they're proposing to build their new facility within the core of the village area of the Galisdale Basin Preserve. So that would be an environmental curriculum-oriented school that would include about 400 students. Separately, there may be a middle school option, but elementary school will probably end up using the El Dorado Elementary School as the resource for the community.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm aware of the fact that, as you told me, and I'm knowing this from my colleague at the firm who is very much involved with the Commonweal Conservancy, Terry Smith, that the project has a very deep green environmental ambition. Now, how does this square with the county's emerging sustainable development plan, Ted?
I think it squares very nicely. We've been good students of that process, participated in all of the county charrettes and in quite a few private or small group meetings with the planning consultants and their legal counsel. And I think the county is trying to bring forward in a very appropriate and timely way a development program and general plan that puts values of sustainability and compact development at the forefront. And the design values and planning principles of the preserve are directly in conformance with the emerging code.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge has been, as we've been going through our plat and master plan approval process over these last 4 years, has been that we're betwixt and between. The old code, which has as its focus more of a suburban, rural development orientation, and the new code, which is more traditional neighborhood design and new urbanist focused.
Mm-hmm.
So betwixt and between is, I like to say, so on the eddy line, where you run the risk of getting flipped over, and it's been challenging to have the county work with us looking forward as to how the new code is going to guide development as opposed to look back to how we've been the last 10 years.
Yeah, well, and to continue with the metaphor, you are the great captain heading the ship on this project, and I guess we've got about another minute or so to go here, Ted, before we have to close out the interview. I'm curious, again, going back to the timeline question, what are the next threshold events, 1, 2, 3, that you're looking at as the captain of the ship on this project? And that'll help sort of give the listeners an idea of what they might have in store for themselves.
Yeah, well, we're headed towards a January 12th hearing with the Board of County Commission for the first phase preliminary plat, and that would be 149 home sites and 37,000 square feet of educational and commercial land uses. Presuming that we run the gauntlet of the preliminary plat hearing on the 12th, then we would submit final plat in the spring, and if all goes well and the market gets healthier, we would anticipate starting infrastructure construction next the spring of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
First home sites being built with vertical in the fall of 2011.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to close out this segment, I did receive an email just now from Bill. Hi, Ray. Actually, this is a great way to close out the interview, Ted. How can I find out more about the Galesdale Basin Project? Perfect question, Bill.
You can call our office at 982-0071, or you can find more than you'd ever want to know or need to know on the Galesdale Basin Preserve at galesdalebasinpreserve.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ted Harrison, listen, it was a pleasure having you on the show today. Very thoughtful commentary. I know you would love to be able to talk to me for hours and the listeners for hours about this project. We'll have you back again. Ted Harrison, president and founder of Commonweal Conservancy. Appreciate the information about the Galesdale Basin Preserve. So for the listeners, just be on the lookout for more developments in this area, correct?
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.